Our Lady's Words, taken directly from the Mystical City of God by Venerable Mary of Agreda. Conception, page 259. In this passage, Our Lady discusses the fundamental attitudes of the spiritual life, the fear of God and the love of God.
My daughter, hear the solution of thy difficulty. In the vision of the divinity, I instantaneously recognize my innocence and the stainlessness of my conception. These favors and benefits of the Almighty are of such a nature that the more they are understood and made secure, so much the more will they excite care and solicitude for their preservation and for the avoidance of any offense of their author. They are given to his creatures out of pure goodness and are accompanied with such clear intuition regarding their dependence on the merits of my most holy Son that the soul immediately centers its attention only on its own unworthiness and insufficiency, conceive that it cannot merit them and that it cannot appropriate them to itself as being foreign to its nature. As they are seen to belong to such a high master to whom they can revert to be distributed according to his pleasure, a most deep felt solicitude fills the soul lest it be lost again what is thus freely given. The soul therefore begins to work with great diligence in order to preserve them and to multiply the talent, since it understands that to be the only means of keeping the deposit and the fulfilling the object for which they were given, namely to make them bear fruit and to contribute to the glory of their Creator. This care is precisely the condition necessary for the preservation of the benefits and graces received. Besides this, the soul is made to understand the human vitality and the freedom of the will for good or evil. Of this knowledge the Almighty did not deprive me, nor does he deprive any one of it, as long as he wanders through his life, but he gives it to all according to measure, in order that by its guidance they may be filled with holy fear of falling into any fault, even the smallest. In me this light was greater, and I clearly saw that a small fault prepares the way for another, and that the second is only a punishment of the first. It is true that on account of the blessings and graces of the Lord, sin was impossible in me, but his providence so disposed of this knowledge that my absolute security from sin was hidden to me. I saw that as far as depended on me alone, I could fall, and that it was the divine will that preserved me. Thus, he reserved to himself this knowledge of my security, and left me in solicitude and holy fear of sinning during my privilege. From the instant of my conception until my death, I never lost this fear, but on the contrary, grew in it as life flowed in me. The Most High also gave me humility and discretion, not to ask or to examine too closely this mystery, but solely to direct my attention toward increasing my confidence in his goodness, with the view to obtain his assistance against sin. Thence resulted those two necessary dispositions of a Christian life. The one a quiet preservation of tranquility in the soul, the other the constant presence of the holy fear and watchfulness, lest the treasure be lost. As this later was the filial fear, it did not diminish love, but inflamed and increased it more and more. These two dispositions of love and fear produced in my soul a perfect harmony with the divine will, governing all my actions so as to draw me away from evil and unite me with the highest good. This, my dear friend, is the great test of spiritual things, that they come with true enlightenment and sound doctrine. that they teach greater perfection of virtues and excite a strong impulse towards seeking it. This is the excellence of the benefits which descend from the Father of Lights, that they give assurance and confidence while making the soul humble, and that they encourage while exciting solicitude and watchfulness, though still preserving tranquility and peace in this solicitude. For all of these effects are not incompatible in fulfilling the will of God. Do thou, O soul, offer humble and fervent thanks to the Lord, because with so little deserving of thine, he has been so liberal with thee, and has so greatly enlightened thee with divine light, breaking for thee the seal of his secret archives, and yet filling thee with holy fear of his displeasure. Nevertheless, make use of this fear with measure, and strive to excel in love. Thus, with these two wings, raising thyself above the earth and above thyself, try to rid thyself of inordinate disturbance of excessive fear, and leave thy cause with the Lord, and make his cause thy own. Let fear be with thee until thou art purified and cleansed of thy sins and of thy ignorance, but also love the Lord in order that thou mayst be transformed in him, and set him as the master and arbiter of thy actions, without desiring to be above any person. Do not trust thy own judgment, and be not wise in thy own conceit, for the judgments of men are only too easily blinded by their passions, throwing them out of their course and drawing after them the will as their captive. Thus it comes that men fear what is not to be feared, and rejoice in that which is not profitable. Take heed lest thou be dissipated by every slight interior consolation, but hesitate and restrain thyself until thou findest with tranquil solicitude the proper measure in all things. This happy medium thou wilt always find, if thou wilt remain subject to thy superiors, and willingly accept that which the Most High works in thee and teaches thee. Although thy undertakings may be good as regards the intentions, they must nevertheless also conform to the requirements of obedience and of prudence. For without this guidance, they are usually deformed and without any profitable result. Be thou therefore in all things solicitous about that which is most holy and perfect.